To call your attention to the gospel according to St. Mark, out of the 10th chapter, verses 43 through 45. The 10th chapter of Mark, beginning at verse 43. The Bible reads, "But so shall it not be among you. But whosoever will be great among you shall be your minister. And whosoever of you will be the chiefest shall be servant of all. For even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. But so shall it not be among you, but whosoever will be great among you shall be your minister." Supporting scripture coming from 1 Corinthians 9 and 19, Isaiah 6 and 8. 1 Corinthians 9 and 19 reads, "For though I be free from all men, yet have I made myself servant unto all, that I might gain the more." Isaiah 6 and 8. "Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? And who will go for us? Then said I, here am I, send me." On the basis of those verses this morning, we like to use the Torah subject. The true role of a Christian is servant. The true role of a Christian is servant. Thankful to a mighty God this morning that is able for every one of us in here to lean on. One good thing about it is knowing that as we lean on him, he definitely will not let us fall. Hallelujah, hallelujah. When we depend on him, it lets us know that we acknowledge that there is a higher power. And that higher power is in the power of Jesus the Christ. And we are thankful to God this morning. We're thankful to God for how he is blessing us. Even in the midst of a time such as this, God is still blessing us. We thank God for our men this morning, who are few in number, but yet lifting up the name of Jesus. Well done, young man. This president of this choir been worrying me all morning. All in my ear. You gonna say well done. You gonna say well done. So I guess he's satisfied now. But I thank God that we have learned that it don't take everybody. And you got to learn how to use what you got. Because when you use willing vessels, God has a way of interceding and stepping in. And he'll fill up all the void. Everything that seemingly is void, God will fill it up. And when God fills it up, it makes everything all right. Make you forget about that one that you were wondering where he was this morning. You don't worry about that anymore. You just open up your mouth and let the praises of God roll off your lips this morning. Anybody glad to be in the house of God one more time? Hallelujah, Jesus. We come this morning to talk about the true role of a Christian. And that role is that of a servant. We come this morning because God has blessed us and given us another opportunity. And because of that, we come and we tell God thanks and we offer praises unto his holy and righteous name for all the things that God has done. Some of us come this morning to petition his help and to ask him to help us make it through this, that, or the other. Some of us realize that out of all the things that we may be faced with, we can testify that God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. We have found ourselves, ever since that statement came out, we found ourselves repeating that over and over again. And sometimes it's repetitious. Sometimes we say it just because it sounds good. But I believe that there's somebody that believes in the depths of their heart that God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. And when we say all the time, that means when you're going through, God is still good. Now, there are some folk that when they're going through, they began to feel sorry for themselves and they began to look for somebody to sort of come and cater to them or do different things for them. But in the midst of your trials, trouble, and even your sorrow, God is still good. Because one thing is that if you have a mind that you can, and it registers to you that things are not like they ought to be, that's a blessing right there. Because there are some folk don't know how messed up they are. Then there are some of us that think we all here, all up there, and we all that, and we just messed up as we can be. But in the midst of all that, God is still good. Think about the fact that God blessed us and watched over us in all of those days when we didn't even have a mind to talk to God. We didn't even have a mind to try to get an understanding of what does God want me to do? And then we got to understand this morning that when we say everybody is somebody, it's more than just mere words. When you look around in this room this morning, everybody that you see, we are blessed. To some degree, we are all living testimonies as to how God can come in and change things. How many of you know that when the enemy say no, God can still say yes? Amen. Believers have to really take it to heart that no weapon formed against us is going to be able to prosper. No weapon is going to be able to hinder us from being where or doing what God would have us to do. I've come to a place where no matter what the circumstances are, I refuse to allow anything or anybody to get between me and my love for God. Despite my flaws, my trials, my shortcomings, and the testing of my faith, I still got a praise in my heart. Thank God I still got a dance in my feet. Thank God I got joy down on the inside. And in the midst of all of that joy and happiness, I have ups and downs just like anybody else. But when I think of the goodness of Jesus, and all that the Lord God has done for me and mine, my soul cries out, hallelujah! Anybody ever just think about the goodness of Jesus? When you didn't know how you were going to make your way. In some way, somehow God just made a way for you. When that individual told you you wasn't going to be nothing, but you woke up one morning and realized that I am somebody. When the enemy closed the door in your face and say that you can't go here, you can't go there, but God made a way as we celebrate Black history. Many men and women have died. The doors are open for us now. The old saints would say, look where he brought us from. Some of us are still yet in darkness. When you go through the hard times, that's the main time to praise God. I wonder why we think that when I'm going through trouble, when my mind is troubled, when my body is in pain, when somebody done made me all mad and I just don't know what to do, I'm going to stay at home. What you going to do at home? What are you going to do at home? Ponder and worry about what you ought to do when you need to come and get the help that you need. Now somebody might say, Cage, you can't help me. I didn't say I could. But I know somebody. You didn't come in here to see me. You come to hear the word of God.
And whether you like me or not, you can't change the word of God. We have been taught that we come into this place to worship God. And we leave here to serve God. Some of us, and I'm not afraid to say most of us, when we leave, we don't serve nothing or nobody. We go do our own thing. When you come in here to get your help, to get your strength, that is to be able to help enable you to go outside these doors. And allow your light to shine so that man or that woman that don't have time or don't have a mind to go to the house of God, that they can see that you've been going through hell, but you still got your head up. See, sometimes the saints of God got to show the people in the world that I know what it is to go through, but I am leaning and depending on God. In the midst of our praise, I come to remind some and to teach others that if we consider ourselves to be Christians, disciples of Christ, followers of Christ, pastors, preachers, officers, kings and queens, and even the president of the United States of America, we are all just servants. A part of our destiny and our duties are to serve mankind. And not only are we to serve mankind, but we are to serve them with the same spirit of Jesus. We sing sometimes to be like Jesus. In order to be like Jesus, we got to follow his example. As great as he is and was, he said he didn't come to be ministered unto, but to minister himself to the point of even giving his life as a ransom for us all. So now we should be praying to God, give us a servant heart full of love. If we had that type of heart, then we can help one another travel along this Christian journey. You heard me say on many occasions that we are many members, but yet one body in Christ. And it's important to know that every part of this body ought to be willing to serve. Understanding that no matter how much you do or how important your position may be, at the end of the day, you're still just a servant. What is a servant? A servant is a person who aids, assists, or promotes the interests of. A servant is one that's under another's authority. A person not free to do his own bidding. A servant could be considered an attendant, commissioned to do a job for somebody else. So when I think of a servant, that's why I reflect back to the prophet Isaiah. Isaiah had a revelation of the holiness of God. The Bible says, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne high and lifted up. His train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims. Each one had six wings, which covered his face and covered his feet, and he did fly. One cried unto another and said, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the post of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Then said I, see, Isaiah realized that I'm not worthy to say, holy, holy. Isaiah said, woe is me. In other words, hold up. Don't start it yet. Don't let me open up my mouth yet because I'm undone. What's wrong with me? Look in the word. The Bible says that a live coal that come off the altar laid it upon Isaiah's mouth. And the Bible says, lo, this have touched thy lips. Thy iniquity is taken away and thy sin purged. When Isaiah heard those words, glory, glory. And I heard the voice of the Lord. God said, whom shall I send? Isaiah, now that he's been cleansed, Isaiah says, here am I, send me a willing vessel. I'm ready now to go and serve you because I couldn't open up my mouth before because it was filthy. But because you took the coals and you laid it upon my lips, now I can say, holy, holy, holy. Who? Who will go for me? Who is willing to be a real servant? In the church house, everybody want to be the boss. But nobody want to be the servant. We got preachers that think that they're all that. We got more preachers in the world now than anybody could ever imagine. Every time you turn around, here comes somebody else. Amen. The Lord done called me to preach. Don't get it twisted. You think because you see some get a little respect and a little love and a gift on this side and a gift on that side every now and then, and somebody bring me a little juice and somebody pat my little face with the towel, and you think, oh, they treat him all special. I'm going to be a preacher. Let me tell you something. You got to go through more than just getting there and waiting on somebody to wipe your head. Sometimes you're going to have to wipe your own head. Want somebody to elevate you. Make you feel like you're all that. The Bible says, even so had the Lord ordained that they which preach the gospel should live of the gospel. But I've used none of these things, neither have I written these things, that it should be so done unto me. For it were better for me to die than that any man should take my glory in void. It don't excite me because folks say I go visit. It's in my heart to go visit. That's what I'm supposed to do. I'm your servant. Elevate me, love me, but I am your servant. I'm not above you. We don't understand protocol of Christianity. The Bible says, for though I preach the gospel, I have nothing to glory of, for necessity is laid upon me. Yea, woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel. For if I do this thing willingly, I have a reward. But if against my will a dispensation of the gospel is committed unto me, what is my reward then, Charles? Verily that when I preach the gospel, I may make the gospel of Christ without charge. Hear this, preachers. That I abuse not my power in the gospel. some people in authority abuse that authority just because they can. Enough of that. Paul says, for though I be free from all men, yet have I made myself servant unto all, that I might gain the more. In other words, Paul realized that I didn't start preaching because I wanted to preach. My name used to be Saul. Didn't like Christians. Didn't like folk that talked about God. Didn't like folk to shout and get all sweaty and getting all over me. Get off of me. Don't take all of that. That was the attitude Paul had. When Paul saw somebody praising God, he talked about them. He persecuted them, and I believe he even beat some of them up. But one day, as Paul was traveling down the Damascus Road, the Bible said that a light shined so bright from the heavens that it made Paul fall from his beast. For 3 long days, Paul was blind. It took God taking Paul's eyesight to get his attention. So that's why Paul says, now I am a slave to the gospel. I don't have no other choice. I got to preach. Nothing is going to stop me from preaching because I done come too far. Necessity had been laid upon me if I preach not the gospel. But we got to understand this morning that when we talk about being a child of God, we got to understand that it's not all about us. We got to understand that when it talks about being a Christian, everybody want to be like Jesus, but don't nobody want to act like Jesus. Everybody say that they love the Lord, but they don't even love their brother who they see every day. The Bible says, how can you love me whom you've never seen, and hate your brother that you see every day? I stop by to let you know that it does not matter who you are, what position you hold, or how high or mighty you think that you are. We got to remember that when we serve the mighty God, God is a God that has no respect of persons. Sometimes we think that just because we are in the inner circle, that we get certain privileges that nobody else can get. So when I get here to my text this morning, if you allow me to preach about 5 or 10 more minutes, the Bible says James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came unto the master and said, Master, we want to know, we got something that we want from you. The Bible said, he said unto them, what would ye that I should do unto you? They said unto him, grant unto us that we may sit on the right hand and on the left side of the throne. Jesus said unto them, you don't know what you're asking me. In order to do that, you got to suffer and you got to die. You got to be baptized with the baptism that I've been baptized with. They said unto him, we can do that. But you got to be careful before you open up your mouth. You better know what you're saying before you say it, because a lot of times our mouth get us in more trouble than we can get ourselves out. Anybody in here ever open your mouth too soon before you get a clear understanding of what's going on? See, they didn't realize that Jesus was talking about, I got to suffer and I got to die. But after the third day, I am going to rise again. And here you are telling me that you can do this. You are not able to do this. As you drink of this cup that I drink of, and as I am baptized in the suffering of God, but to sit on my right hand, to sit on my left hand, that is not mine to give. You see, we got to understand that Jesus himself said there's something that the Father has in his own control. And I can't say who's going to sit on the left or on the right, but that was a high position. There are some of us that think that we ought to have a high position. There might be some in this household of faith that if I had the power to say that you were able to get into glory, it might be one of the ministers would say, well, we are part of the inner circle. And I'm going to come and ask before everybody else asks. Anybody ever sit back and didn't open up their mouth? But you better learn how to run and ask God for what you want. The Bible said when he heard what they said, he let them know that that is not possible. That belonged to the power of God. But Jesus called them unto him and he said unto them, ye know that ye have counted to rule over the Gentiles. They exercise lordship over them. And their great ones exercise authority upon them. In other words, on this earthly side of life. If you are the one in authority, people can tell you what to do, where to go, and when to go. But when it comes to being a child of God, Jesus said, whosoever of you I will be the chief, shall be the servant of all. For even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but he came to minister unto everybody else. So I stopped by the Telfile Chapel that the true role of a Christian is to be a servant of the Almighty God. You got to come up off of your high horse and stop thinking that it's all about you. You got to be willing to go wherever he tells you to go. You got to know that even though you may be in a high position, it does not make you any better than anybody else. For you are just a servant of the Almighty God. Everyone in here is a servant, and we ought to serve God until we die. We ought to be working for the Lord right now. We ought to be telling God, I want to live for you in my life. Whatever you want me to do, I'll do it. Wherever you want me to go, I'll go. I want to be a servant for the Most High God. I'm tired of walking around and doing nothing. I'm tired of sitting on the pew of do nothing. But I'm going to get up off this pew. I'm going to open up my eyes. I'm going to hold up holy hands. I'm going to trust the power of God because I know what my role is. Even though I am the pastor of the church, I am the main servant of the church. I got to work day in and day out. Did God give me power to be a servant unto the people of God? And we got to understand this morning that when you get high authority, it doesn't mean that you sort of walk down on folks. But you better learn how to humble yourself and be a servant of the Most High. When you're a servant of God, then you realize that it's not about you. It's not about what you think you're going to receive. Because your just reward comes from God. He will repay you for the service that you give. There's somebody that might say, I wouldn't do all that. They're not going to give you nothing. Worried about what they give you. Think about what he's going to give you. If you be obedient and do what God tells you to do. Those of us that say we are Christians. If you're a Christian, then you're a servant. And Christians ought to be about our Father's business. The Bible says work while it's day. For night cometh when no man can work. It's getting late in the evening. And I know that the sun is soon to go down. But while the blood is still running warm in your vein, while you still got a little daylight left in your life, are you willing to be a servant? If God was to ask the question this morning, whom shall I send? Who will go for me? Are there any volunteers in this house that would be like Isaiah, amen, that would jump up to the plate and say, here am I, send me. There may be a time you call, I can't come. Minister Davis ought to jump up. He can't. Here am I, send me. But we would rather sit there until somebody come. Will you help me? Will you get up and do this? God wants us to be willing. And when you're willing, I think that there's a double blessing that comes your way. But when God has to twist your arm, when God has to put you to where you flat on your back, oh God, this feel good. And you lay there and you want to get up. Your body won't let you get up. Lord Jesus, I'm so tired. I can't get up. But if the Lord needs somebody, I serve a God that'll renew my strength. And I get up. And I run. But I'm not going to run far this morning. Hallelujah. Do know that a servant must be ye also ready. God don't want your excuses. God don't want to hear how tired you are or what's going on in your body. If you are a believer, he's a healer. If you believe in the word of God, you know that he will renew your strength. For the Bible says, I will mount up his wings as an eagle. Run and not be weary. Walk and not faint. That's what I can do through the power of God. Just because I'm a servant. I'm a happy servant. Nothing makes my day on Sunday better than going to see somebody and making my day complete. Because that's part of my responsibilities. You, and you have that same responsibility.